You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Wednesdays on this show are reserved for consumer awareness conversations in part, and this one is a bit of a consumer conversation, but also a bit of a personal finance conversation. So that's why it's happening today and not perhaps on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at some behavioral patterns that could potentially influence some of the financial decisions and investing decisions that we make. In particular, we're going to be taking a look at attachment styles and what that means from an investment perspective. Joined on the line by Senior Portfolio Manager at Satrix, Lauren Jacobs, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Lauren, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What are attachment styles?
You know, Jimmy, our earliest relationships, and those being the relationships that we have with our primary caregivers, those are the relationships that shape how we feel about safety, trust, and control. And in the future, it can also talk to how we relate to money. And when we describe our attachment styles, we talk about either being securely attached. So when you have a caregiver who is reliable and responsive, you tend to be securely attached and you feel comfortable in the future with planning your financial journey, and you're open to talking about money and you're transparent about money. But when you're anxiously attached when you are younger, and that's formed really through inconsistent caregiving, which could lead to worrying about money, avoiding tough financial conversations, and also maybe overspending for status reasons. One of the other attachment styles that we talk about is avoidant attachment, and that's formed when caregivers are emotionally distant. Avoidant attached people prefer to be independent. They don't want help from anyone, and sometimes even to a point of being very secretive about the financial journey. And then also when caregivers are both comforting, and sometimes it's linked to a trauma, it can really lead to being, you know, disorganized in terms of your attachment to money. So maybe that you're inconsistent around how you save or invest, or you have very impulsive financial behavior. But the main thing is that, you know, these patterns show up in the way we manage money. So it shows up in the way we take risks. Maybe we avoid conversations or we're chasing quick wins. And it's really about being aware that these styles exist and that we can forge a path that reflects, you know, the future you want and not just the past that you've been living.
Lauren, so then how do I determine what my attachment style is and by extension then determine how I relate to money? And if I have a particular attachment style, is it even possible to change it?
It takes really a point where you need to stop and reflect, because it's really around emotion, because the emotion is what drives your financial decision. And from there, you can build healthy habits, because you need to think about, am I talking transparently around whether, you know, having regular check-ins around money with your advisor or your partners? And if I understand that I'm maybe anxiously attached, am I educating myself? So am I trying to take the worry away by using resources on the internet or through an advisor, you know, educating yourself around money and money habits. And then if we think about avoidant attachment, to consider maybe automating your financial decisions. So setting up debit orders to remove any emotion from the investing. So it's, you know, you're just being automatic about your investment every month. And then also just looking at diversifying, because you may not feel comfortable with putting all your eggs in one basket because you're not securely attached to your money. And yeah, that could offer you really liquidity and transparency around your finances. So it's just to again, you know, reflect on the emotion that comes to you when you have to make any sort of financial decision and build around that.
Lauren, are there easy wins from a behavioral perspective that I can implement to perhaps get rid of some of the bad habits? Or if I don't really have bad habits but might want to develop good habits, are there kind of easy sort of steps to take that would allow someone to perhaps better navigate the behavioral side of, or the psychological side of, their financial decisions?
It's really firstly about education. I think in this day and age, there are so many options available to you to educate yourself around how can I invest, or how can I budget or what is a financial journey? How do I plan ahead, you know, for 3 years from now, for 5, for 10 years from now? So that is one of the first things that I would say to anybody. Take the time to educate yourself, because without the education, you can't make an informed decision. And also, there are people out there that you can rely on to talk transparently about money, whether it's an advisor or if you know someone that you trust that works within the financial services industry, or to talk transparently with someone to bounce your ideas off them, to get, you know, to get a better sense of what it is that you should be doing. And then it's also about taking that first step, because without actually doing anything, you're not going to get anywhere. So it's really about starting. It's a starting to budget. It's starting to make a small investment every month. So it's just about starting that journey, starting that, taking it one step at a time. And yeah, so those are the kind of habits that you can use to build your confidence and to change your perspective on money. And even if you are already doing well within your journey, it's to then start implementing these things maybe on a more strategic level. So you have a portfolio, but you've maybe only been holding cash, or your cash is on call at a bank account, in a bank account. Diversify that portfolio, take some risk if you have many years to invest, or, you know, look at what the options are that are available to you outside of what you currently have. So those are kind of the things that you could start implementing.
Set some clear goals for yourself. Don't be afraid to ask some questions around your financial conversations, and have these conversations with financial advisors and qualified experts. We can all change our behavioral patterns and our attachment styles to better suit our investment decisions. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Lauren Jacobs, the Senior Portfolio Manager at Satrix, for joining us to take a look at attachment styles and how they could potentially affect your investment behavior.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.